suddenly a wail went forth. Pure yawn lay low. On the mead of the hillock lay, heart-soul dormant mid shadowed landscape, brief wallet to his side, an arm loose by his staff of citron briar, tradition stick pass on. His dream monologue was over of cause, but his drama parapolylogic had yet to be a fact. Most distressfully, but my dear, how successfully, to wail he did. His locks of a lucan tinge, quick rich, ripely rippling, unfilleted, those lash betasseled lids on the verge of closing time, whiles out of his sidewise open mouth the breath of him, even so languishing as the princeliest treble trigor litchy choo chow purse could buy, yawn in a semi swoon, lay a wailing and whew, whew. What helpings of honeyful swoot head, which ear piercing dulcitude, as were you supposed to go and push with your blunt blank pin in hand up into his flesh a plush cushionettes of some chubby boy bold love of an angel. When, as the buzzer brings the light brigade, keeping the home fires burning, so on the cheering call themselves came at him from the west borders of the east Midlands. Three kings of three suits and a crowner from all their cardinal parts along the amber way where Brosna's furzy. To lift them they did, senators four, by the first quaint shriek of the gloaming, and they hopped it up the mountainy molehill, traversing climes of old times gone by of the days not worth remembering. Inventing some excuse thems, any sort, having a seven-ply sweat of night blues moist upon them. Fee-fee!
Fofo!
Agala!
Fee-fee!
Palula!